As we talk wrestling, Scott City Wrestling Team will begin their season at home on Friday and against Goodland in a duel, and then they will head over to Hoxie Tournament on Saturday in with second-year head coach Dakota Hayes. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And I can't believe we're already to that point here. And, boy, a full wrestling room this year with 30 boys and, I think, 15 girls. I think those are the right numbers.
Yeah, 30 boys and 14 girls.
14 girls. Okay.
Yeah, 44 kids out.
Wow. That's a full room.
it's pretty packed down there. But, you know, it's like everybody keeps asking me. They're like, you know, how, you know, it's a lot. Are you doing all right and everything? I said, it's a headache, but it's a good headache.
Yes.
It's one of those things that, you know, with the addition of women's wrestling and all that, it's great to see that we got a lot of first-year kids out, too.
Mm-hmm.
And kids that wanted to do something, didn't want to stay at home and not do anything. And you know, as a coach, that's just something really cool to see. You know, their camaraderie with their teammates and their classmates and all that stuff is awesome.
It's also been an adjustment for you guys this year as well. You will have different weights, both boys and girls, and then I think they're up to 14 weights in the girls now. So, you know, that's quite an adjustment for you guys as well.
Yeah, no, we keep trying to use the old weights, and we'll be in conversations like, who's our 52-pounder and all that stuff. And it's like, guys, it's 50 and 57. And they're like, they changed it again. It's like, yeah, it seems like every 3 years they come out with something new and try to make it a little bit more even on the spread between weights and stuff like that. But, yeah, they did add two more girls' weights. And so, to you know, because Kansas, the numbers are growing really, really fast and really, really well. And even in our community, you know, we went from 8 or 9 last year to 14 this year. And it's awesome to see that, you know, that this sport is taking off and continuing to grow. And I'm excited to see where it can go.
Well, even from you've had a really good run last year on the boys' side. You lose I think 3 state qualifiers off that team from a year ago, and you get some new kids in there, quite a few others that were just a match away. And on the girls' side, you return both your state qualifiers as well. And you really got to like what those wrestlers have been able to come out with so far here this year, kind of helping lead the team.
Yeah, no, we got some young guys that are stepping up and really, you know, leading the charge and all that stuff. But we did lose some pretty good guys on the men's side, and you know, they worked hard for us, but I think they trained some of them younger guys pretty well on how to get the most out of each other and push each other in the practice room, and that's really all you can ask for. You know, we got Michaela and Ashlyn back on the women's side, and we got some girls that have won some matches at regionals and all that stuff. And it's really cool to see that a lot of those girls that they were a little rusty the first couple of days, but it kind of fell off, and they kicked up and went right back to where they left off last year. And that's awesome to see that they retained some of that stuff. And they're super excited to learn, and that just makes the job really rewarding.
And so now your largest girls program in school history.
Yeah, no. Hopefully we keep going.
Yeah. No, but I mean, even from some of those that didn't quite make the state, or you know, maybe just won one or two matches at regionals last year, close. Do you feel like that they're much further ahead this year?
Yeah, no. They've all kind of picked up and taken off. But the really cool thing is we've got some young guys, some freshmen, sophomores that have made some huge strides. And they're pushing those older guys. So, you know, it's one of those things where in wrestling, if you want to be that varsity guy, you know, you can't really be complacent where you're at, because you got somebody nipping at your heels. And we got some good young kids that have come in up through the youth wrestling and middle school wrestling that are pushing those older guys, and it's really good to see. And I'm excited to see what those guys can do, but hopefully it pushes those older kids to hold themselves a little bit more accountable and not take time off and all that kind of stuff and slack off or do whatever. But, you know, they do a really great job of pushing each other and doing all that kind of stuff. So.
And, of course, your season gets going pretty good here. Friday, Saturday, it'll be a pretty good test for you guys early season. you get Goodland on Friday, and they get to wrestle in the old high school gym. So that's going to be a little different for all of them on Friday.
Yeah, no, it's going to bring back some memories for the coaching staff, you know, because that's where we all were, and that's where we all wrestled all our duels and tournaments, and we kind of know how to set up for a duel in that little area. And to me, the new gym is amazing, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. But there's something about going back to the old school look of being in that confined space of that old gym. Yeah. And we got Chas and Hamey and Morgan Numerick all and Bryce Eisenhower all on staff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all got some great memories there. So hopefully we can kick off the season with some more great memories with some kids. So.
Yeah, a lot of aha moments when you're getting set up or they're in the gym there.
Yeah, it is.
Saturday, you'll be actually going boys and girls. You'll send your JV to Goodland, but you'll send your varsity and all your girls will go to Hoxie there on Saturday. And just looking at that tournament, man, that's going to be a pretty deep tournament. And, of course, it all starts with Hoxie, but also Colby going to be there, and I think it's going to be good to see them early on in the season.
Yeah, no, it's always great. You know, Hoxie's doing a great job up there, mm-hmm. and Sims up there at Colby does a great job with his kids. So it's kind of just an early season test, because we'll go to Ulysses next week, and then we really kick mm-hmm. it off when we take a trip back east to Abilene mm-hmm. To kind of see some larger 4A competition. But it's a good measuring stick to kind of mm-hmm. see what we need to work on. And it's first tournament out of the gate, and it's just one of those things. We want kids to go out there, have fun, get some mat time, and for some of them, really put two and two together and start figuring out what a match really is.
And what's probably the biggest thing, other than wins and losses, you want to see from your kids come Saturday?
Saturday, I'd like to see where, you know, the team responding to matches and stuff like that, like we had at regionals last year, get excited for big things that happen and come away with some of those memories. Cheer for each other and pick each other up and help each other, you know, when you had a loss or anything like that. But just to see that camaraderie mm-hmm. Come together as a unit and work together for a common cause, wins and losses are, you know, okay. You know, wins are great, but there's always something you can learn from a loss. So that's kind of something we'd really like to see.
All right, should be a fun start here Friday and Saturday. Friday at home at the high school at 6 o'clock against Goodland, and Saturday varsity, both all the girls and boys will be up at Hoxie at that Invitational there, and then the JV will be at Goodland. So fun start to the year, and here we go at it. It's the time of the year where it's busy, but it's fun.
Yeah, no, the grind started the week before Thanksgiving break, and we're not going to shut her down until the end of February, hopefully. So.
Yes. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up here this weekend.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Adam.